in. I met you, some of you inside there. My name is Yonatan Shai Friedman. I work here in the yeshiva. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Yom Kippur War, what it meant to this yeshiva as a young yeshiva, what goes through the mind of the Rambam, Rosh Yeshiva, and staff here, what we think of, give you a little picture of Yom HaZikaron experience. The yeshiva was founded in 1968, so in the time of the Yom Kippur War, 1973, it was its sixth year, and Yom Kippur, everyone was here davening in yeshiva, and they started to get call-ups, things were happening, so Talmidim had to start leaving. Rav Yosef Carmel, who's a rabbi in Eretz Chemda in Yerushalayim, he has a hesped for Rav Lichtenstein. He wasn't a Talmud here, but he said that his bus, he went to Kiryat Arba in yeshiva, the bus stopped here to pick up some of the chayalim, and some of them ran inside for a bracha from Rav Lichtenstein, who was nowhere to be found. They found him clad in his kittel, running towards the bus. He said, "It's Yom Kippur, you're not taking anything with you, you don't have anything, so you all forgot toilet paper." And he said, you know, Kavod HaBrios is Doch HaLat Lo Taseh, the Gemara says, so it's very important, everyone take some toilet paper with you. That was the memory he had of him. But the call-ups kept coming on Yom Kippur, and the news from the front kept coming, it wasn't good, so the Talmidim all had to leave before the end, so they made their own Ne'ilah service, and it was led by a man named Moshe Tal. He was a fourth-year student, he was married, and then he was killed a few days later, actually the day after the ceasefire he was killed, and he left a pregnant wife, his son is named for him. His father is a man named Tzvi Tal, he's a judge. Some of you may have heard of Chok Tal. Whenever they discuss drafting Haredim, they discuss Chok Tal. He was a judge who sat on a commission, and he remained very close to this yeshiva. He comes every year on Yom Kippur, they give him an aliyah, and it was a very sad story. Within 20 days of the war, the yeshiva had lost 8 Talmidim. The yeshiva was about 200 Talmidim. It's like a whole bench of Talmidim just disappeared. You can watch on YouTube something called Yeshiva Takes Root, Part 2, and you can hear Rav Amital, Rav Lichtenstein, Dr. Tova Lichtenstein, Rav Meidan discuss what that meant for the yeshiva, losing all those Talmidim. Rav Amital took every one of them to heart, and there were also many injuries. There was a man named Yehuda Schwartz who spoke here last night, and he was burnt all over his body, and for months he couldn't put on tefillin, and when he could finally put on tefillin, he called Rav Amital, and he describes hearing Rav Amital's sobbing through the phone. And Rav Amital came back to the yeshiva and told Rav Lichtenstein, "I need a short break." And he spent the next few weeks, while everybody was still out, visiting all the soldiers all around, giving shir, giving them chizuk. They describe it as being a foreign minister from the yeshiva to everybody. And he took that all personally, and he became very close with a lot of the families. 2 years later, two students were traveling up to Yeshivat HaGulam for Shabbos, and there was a terrorist attack, and they were killed. Rav Amital spoke at their Shloshim event, and he gets home from the Shloshim event, and he gets a phone call that there was a boy killed in a drill here in the yeshiva. And a 7-year-old yeshiva has already lost 11 students, and he really, really took that very, very hard. He spoke at Har Herzl on the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, and he described there that he met a Holocaust survivor who said, "Get me a tape recorder," and he wanted to record for him a tune for Tfilat Tal that was from his town in Europe. He didn't want it to be lost. So Rav Amital said, all these people who live their lives, they live on in all of us, in us perpetuating their memory and living life of the values that they had. And so right here, right outside the Beis Medrash, every day as the Talmidim enter the Beis Medrash, we see a list of 20 plus too many students who gave their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, and we try to live their values. I'll end with one story from Rav Amital at the during the time of the Yom Kippur War. There's a Rav named Rav Fisher who was a principal in Efrat, and in Neve Shmuel or Torah Stone, Rabbi Riskin's institution, and he had an Ofruf while they were in the army. He was getting married that week, and he didn't get out for the Ofruf. So he describes that Rav Amital didn't have cell phones. Rav Amital had the job of delivering the news to his family, to his fiance. So he called up and he said, they have a section in the tank with a lot of candy and they're going to make an Ofruf for him there. That was how he acted as the liaison for the army, for the boys in the army, for their families back home. Thank you for coming. I wish I had more time. I prepared 15-20 minutes of material, but everything was running late. So thank you for listening, and please make your way up into the Beit Midrash to the next session. Thank you.